Chapter 25, Section 3. Industrialization spreads. Before you read. In the last section, you read about some of the effects of industrialization. In this section, you will see how industrialization spread to other nations. Industrial development in the United States. How did industrialization begin in the United States? Other countries began to industrialize after Great Britain. The United States was one of the first. Like Britain, the United States had a great deal of coal and water to create power. There was also plenty of iron. In addition, the immigrants that came to the United States created a large supply of workers. The United States also benefited from conflict with Britain. During the War of 1812, Britain stopped shipping goods to the United States. As a result, American industries began to make many of the goods that Americans wanted. In the United States, industrialization began in the textile industry. In 1789, Samuel Slater, a British worker, brought the secret of Britain's textile machines to North America. Slater built a machine to spin thread. In 1813, a group of Massachusetts investors built textile factories in Waltham, Massachusetts. Just a few years later, they built even more factories in the Massachusetts town of Lowell. Thousands of workers, mostly young girls, came to these towns to work in the factories. American industry first grew in the Northeast. In the last decades of the 1800s, industrial growth spread to other areas of the nation. This boom was fueled by large supplies of coal, oil, and iron. New inventions, including the electric light, also helped. As in Britain, railroad building was also a big part of American industrial growth. Businesses needed huge sums of money to do big projects. To raise money, companies sold stock. Stocks are shares of ownership in a company. All those who held stock were part owners of the company. This form of business organization is called a corporation. Question 1. How did industrialization begin in the United States? Continental Europe industrializes. Where did industrialization begin in continental Europe? Industrial growth also spread from England to the European continent. Belgium was the first to industrialize. It was rich in iron and coal and had good waterways. Germany was divided politically until the late 1800s. As a result, it did not develop much industry at first. However, the Ruhr Valley in western Germany was rich in coal. The Ruhr Valley eventually became a leading industrial region. Across Europe, small areas began to change to the new industries. Industrial growth did not occur in France until after 1830. It was helped by the government's construction of a large network of railroads. Some countries, such as Austria-Hungary and Spain, faced transportation problems that held them back from industrializing. Question 2. Which nations industrialized first and why? The impact of industrialization. How did industrialization change the world? The Industrial Revolution changed the world. Countries that industrialized gained more wealth and power than those that did not. The countries of Europe soon began to take advantage of lands in Africa and Asia. The Europeans wanted to use these lands as sources of raw materials for their factories. European merchants saw the people on other continents as little more than markets for European goods. The European nations took control of the lands in many areas of the world outside of Europe. This practice is called imperialism. The Industrial Revolution that took place in the 1700s and 1800s changed life forever in the countries that industrialized. Problems caused by industrialization led to movements for social reform. Question 3. How did industrialization lead to imperialism?